Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian. America, welcome one and all yet again to our epic episode 197 tonight. The show theme, the Roman Ides of March. This is the month where the daggers come out and the knives, the Roman knives. But we have a star date of March 7th, 2024. So glad everyone's here tonight for our Fireside Chat, America. It's always a new year. Well, President so-called Joe Biden, the installed president, is giving his State of the Union address tonight. I was in the studio prepping for the show while Joe Biden lies and tells the American nation to go to hell. In his congressional address, lies, lies, and more lies. If you listen to Joe Biden, and if you are listening tonight, which you shouldn't be, but you should be tuning into this radio show exclusively. But I heard a little bit about what Joe said before the show. In the studio here, we've got a few TV monitors where I can monitor instantaneous news all around the world. If you listen to Joe, oh, creepy Joe, he'll have you believing that everything in America is wonderful. Everyone's making lots of money. There's no homelessness. There's nobody that in need of food or water or a home, clothing. Everyone's doing great. Our foreign policy is wonderful. All of our allies love us. We've balanced the budget. We have no debt. We are applauded all over the world as the conquering armies of America go forward and march. We are just in a wonderful state of the Union. Or so he says. If it is the real Joe Biden, please step down. I'm not sure it's the real Joe Biden tonight. When you compare photographs of him 10, 15 years ago, you know, they say he died, and this is an imposter. Could be very true. I'm not quite sure this is the same guy, but we talked about that before on this show. Well, we'll get into all that, I promise, during the show tonight. There's a lot to unravel there going through the Democrat propaganda machine. Well, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy was on Tuesday night. Always never forget the first Tuesday of the month. That show was there, and Joe Gibson in the chat room said this during the show. He said, people are sheep in this country, and they do not deserve being saved. I agree with that. Really do. We're not going after the sheep in this country at all. We already know they're going to be led to slaughter. Lambs and sheep are always led to slaughter. Just the nature of the world. We're only reaching out to the lions out there, the patriots. And the white Aryan man is the super predator of history. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're the super predators of history. The super conquerors of history. Damn right. I just tell it the way it is. Go into any history book, and I'll make an effing believer out of you. And you know what I mean? Well, we're so glad our audience is growing by leaps and bounds. But that was never the premise of my show. The premise of this show is to be the best radio show, not the biggest. There's far bigger radio shows than the Von Wien Show. And some of you only like to listen to the Rhino talk shows that are bigger. Well, go to those shows. We don't need you. We're totally cool. We only want the true believers. I want fanatics that are into the Von Wien Show. Total fanaticism. Yes. We want total fanatics. We don't want lukewarm rhinos who are looking for the biggest show to hang their hat on, or who's on Fox, or who's on First, or who wears the best tie, who dresses the best. We're not looking for that kind of audience. It's out there. The conservative audience, oh, yeah. We're not looking for the ones that are afraid of, oh, that could be an anti-Semitic comment. I better turn it off. Or the guys that say, oh, he sounds kind of sexist. I didn't like that profanity by the last guest. And that guy before him was real off color, if you know what I mean. So I better turn the channel and go to a safer station because I'm a safe guy and I like to be safe. Okay. Whatever. Do it. Do it. I'm the guy that's encouraging you to do it. Leave. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. We only want the lean and mean, the elite troops, special commandos, special forces, Delta Force on this show. Total fanatics for what they believe. Total fanaticism for making America great again in our vision, not Trump's. So he's close. We want things to get better. And that's why we criticize things that we and things that deserve it. If they deserve it, we'll bring it up. Trust me. We'll leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better and greater America. And the youth out there that are listening in, boy, aren't you lucky. You are so lucky. You don't even know how lucky you are. Not only have you stumbled upon the Von Wien Show by accident or by happenstance or osmosis to a friend or whatever, you get to hear our great callers. You get to hear a great show every week, and it gets better. Those of you who are always emailing me, where do I hear your shows? I go, Blog Talk Radio, Google the internet. You'll find over 200 podcasts on Blog Talk alone. I've got 5 years of prior shows, maybe 6 years of prior shows that I was on KFNX, 1100 AM here in Phoenix. Those are still on the internet too. You can go back to 2016, 17, 18, 19 and see what I was saying, hear what I was saying. You'll love it if you have spare time, right? Gosh. Well, I will tell you tonight what the real state of the union is. I will tell you, straight up America, no holds barred, what the real state of the union is that your Republicans and your Democrats are afraid to tell you. And that's the genius of the Von Wien Show, as we go where no other show dares to go. We love it that way. We'd have it no other way. Well, we think something really bad and a deliberate event is coming soon to America as part of my State of the Union address. We'll just go ahead and begin. It's that obvious, America. Chaos is a constant in the cosmic universe. Nimrata, Nikki Haley, she will never, ever represent us as president. And she needs to get that through her little Calcutta mind, that bird brain. Biatch needs to learn that. We have threats from all over the world, China, Russia, et cetera. Even our own government, they threaten you. White men in the suburbs, how dare you organize? How dare you buy guns? How dare you? You see it all the time. All the time. Well, there's all this talk of red Chinese invasion. Heard it a lot of, on the wavelengths out there and other radio waves, other radio shows. Even my show, we bring it up from time to time. And it may happen. I think a soft invasion is going on right now. Chinese have shot up 1,000%, coming over our border with Mexico. And they are coming in, and right now there's approximately 50,000 Chinese troops in America, whether you know it or not. They're not going to tell you that on Biden's State of the Union. They don't want to scare you and freak you out, but I'll tell you, it's growing. It's going to be 100,000 troops by late spring, early summer. They're pouring them in, military-age men, mainly from Mexico, but also from our friends up north over the Canadian border. There's just one big problem, though. The problem is the American patriots now own, by the latest estimates, over 450 million guns. We passed over the 1 trillion mark for bullets a few months ago, I heard. And the buying frenzy continues. I can tell you in Arizona, gun stores are packed, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys deep. They're not buying little 22s. They're buying high-caliber stuff. They're getting ready. You're listening to the show. But the communist Chinese pigs should watch out for that itchy trigger finger the American patriots are famous for all over the world. Just saying. Well, I can tell you that I put my money where my mouth is. My Polish PPS-43C submachine gun came in this week. And I have a Panzer Arms black SS-style tactical semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun coming in. Well, it's already here. I picked that up tomorrow. Add to my collection. I splurged a little bit. We'll pay those bills off on the credit card, but I wanted it now. I prep all the time. You should, too. I'm buying I've got loads of ammo coming in. I'm an armory. I wish they were coming in on a pallet. Couldn't afford that much, but I bought what I could, and I arm up whenever I get the chance. And I can't wait to go out and shoot those bad boys. It's going to be fun, America. We're watching the last days of Rome. I suggest you get prepared. We'll be right back. love that. That was Guardians at the Gate. Great song. Well, look, America, the people in Wall Street who set this nation up, financially at least, they're the original hedge fund brokers. Never forget that. The original. And they bet and profit, not on success, but on failure. Watch them short the market and make billions and leave America holding the bag, holding your spare change. Well, when I was a kid, you know, looking back not too long ago, the old Soviet Union really was the evil empire, as Reagan said. The hit movie Red Dawn came out. I was a young kid, and I saw that movie in the theaters. It's very good. But there was a real fear in the nation and a real fear about the Cold War. Now, you fast forward to 2024, it's almost as if the roles have been reversed. Right now, I'm taking an informal poll among people I know. If America was attacked by Putin's Russia, his mighty Russia, the way things stand is very second, I would say, in the way Biden and his Democrat vermin spine have attacked the country from within, I would bet you that one-third of the country is so pissed off about Biden, so pissed off about things in D.C. and their locale, I predict they would join forces with Putin's army to sack Washington, D.C. Just saying. The way things stand right now, that all the hoopla, if Putin were to come in and say, I need your help, and I promise you a new nation, strong border, and this transgender crap, gay crap being shoved at you from every direction, no more of this faggotry, degeneracy in our military. I think one quarter to one third of Americans would sign up for that program. That's how bad things have got. That's not saying how great Putin or Russia is. That's how bad things have already gotten over here from an ideology perspective, cultural perspective, social perspective, you name it. We know from the last election, especially in 2020, that democracy is just rule by the low IQ voter. It's ruling by the low IQ minority majority. And it's sickening. Democracy in America is nothing more than mob Democrat rule now and forever. They never fixed the 2020 election. And there will be tons of cheating in this next election in the fall of 2024. Democrats know nothing's been changed. Nothing's been done. There are no controls in place. Expect the cheating to continue. I'm telling you now. So don't say, no one ever told me. We're telling you now. I'm telling you. Just expect it's going to happen. Don't act shocked on November the 5th when you're all, oh, my God, like an old woman or a middle-aged woman clutching her pearls, you know. Oh, my God, I can't believe they would ever stoop that low to cheat. Oh, my God, really? Really? Yeah, really. They're going to cheat. To the Democrat playbook, it's their plan for soft communism in America. It's all part of their Democrat Marxist agenda and playbook. It's all part of their Democrat Marxist plan. That's why I tell you every week, stay heavily armed, America. Arizona, where I live, is an armed camp. And people here can't wait for the real reindeer games and war games to begin. Every home is an arsenal. And the gun stores are packed, people milling about, talked to many gun owners here and gun store owners, proprietors, and they'll tell you, I can't keep guns on the shelf. Put it up, gone that very afternoon. So always restock. So bad, the guys, I had to hire two more restockers, two more cashiers to keep up with the pace. People know something big's coming our way. Told you in the opening, the Aryan man from Europa is the conqueror of the world and the super predator. And for that, Whitey, we salute you. I just love saying that. You know why? Because it pisses off so many liberal, Democrat, Marxist scum. They are scum. The Pentagon has failed to protect this country since 9/11. It's already too late to avoid disaster that's impending. We just have to weather the storm. We all know that Biden and his vice whore and their minions are traitors. Here's how it goes. In my State of the Union address tonight, the Von Wien Show will address the nation frankly, very matter of fact, very clear, very concise. First, you allow your country to be invaded, and then you hand automatic weapons to the people who invaded it. Colonel McGregor has mentioned this before on many interviews. It's the worst idea Congress has ever had, making all the illegal citizens who can then go buy arms, which is the same thing. The Democrat Party wants to allow an invasion of the country. They will forbid and not use the military to ever stop it, or the Border Patrol, which is a Band-Aid. That's a Boy Scout troop watching the border, to be honest, with their hands tied. And they want to populate the military with the people who are invading the country, arm them up, and hope for the best. The bill before Congress is to make all the illegals citizens, and they would earn their citizenship by joining the military because they can't reach their recruiting goals. You see how this all nicely fits together, all part of the plan. To gut the military, make a mockery out of it, attack the white man so he won't join, and then they'll say, well, we need all these illegals to join the military, to fill up our ranks, get them all trained in the military, and get them armed. That's exactly what they're going to do. You'll have millions of people who hate this country getting a paycheck, being trained. You're going to arm them up. They'll even let security get real lax on, say, Army, Marine Corps, all military bases. Ammo will disappear. Arms will disappear. It's going to happen. It's always happened a little bit. But I see that just blowing up. Talk about corruption in Ukraine. We'll have military corruption in America when this goes on. That's one easy way for the Democrats to create their police state. They can easily create an America where the citizens are threatened at the barrel of a gun by foreign invaders. Absolutely, it's going to happen. Colonel McGregor, in many interviews, has also suggested that the current ruling class in America appears ready to set and burn the country down to the ground. That's the only way they can build their brave new world and their utopia, where they only are the rulers. Never forget, they'll never let you rule for me. They want to rule over you, and they'll build it on the ashes of the great constitutional republic that was given to us by the founding fathers. Now, many of these illegal invaders, which is what they are, coming over to America, have no allegiance to this nation or any of our values. They don't give one shred or one iota of any care or concern to our U.S. Constitution. They'll shred that in a heartbeat. And instead, they're looking for the benefits that have been advertised time and time again by the Biden administration and by Soros-run Jewish NGOs. And yes, there it is again. Everyone knows the NGOs are pretty much Jewish-run, Jewish-financed. It's just right there in front of your eyes. Our show just states the obvious. And we put a big spotlight on things that most other shows would never do. They scurry like rats. Other radio shows into the dark crevices of the internet, constantly seeking more MAGA people. Well, MAGA's dead. MAGA's gone. It's been resurrected a little bit with the huge Trump win on Super Tuesday. Nimrata Haley's dropped out, thank God. She still wants to be your president, and we don't ever want her to rule over us, ever. She's a bought and paid for political whore. She's an Israel first Wall Street bitch that they keep trying to shove down America's throat. We don't want her. We don't like her, and we don't trust her. And the white area man especially is not going to be led by a brown Calcutta Indian woman who deep down hates European white men anyway. She proved that when she gleefully signed the bill as governor to remove your Confederate monuments, South Carolina. I rest my case. She smiled while doing it. Look at the video. I did. Well, the political establishment in this country is telling the illegals that they are bringing them in, and basically they can have their run of the country. What better solution, the Democrats think, than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us, terrorize us, threaten you? You think it's bad now with these fights? Wait till they give them AK-47s. They have no aspirations to ever be, quote-unquote, an American. What they aspire to is to get into the great American consumption machine, government-run. They want to get the ticket to enter America, and they get the free check, you know, the free iPhone, the free car, the free food, free medical care, don't have to work, live off the host nation while you go to work, while you pay the taxes. They're going to sit there and laugh at you, all smug, saying, you're the fool. I'm the smart one, and I'm the future, and you're not, Mr. and Mrs. America. How does that sit with you? Well, Trump's been talking on the campaign trail. It sounds to me more and more like he's been listening to the Von Wien show. We've been using the exact phrase mass deportations for years now on my show. Now Trump's using that phrase mass deportations. I also say mass arrests for treasonous officials and bureaucrats. Watch Trump start using that. They have mongrelized our lands by government decree. You know it, and I know it. And historically speaking, it's forced immigration. It's what it is. It's a government policy that never ends well, or shall I say, quote unquote, peacefully. I know Americans love everything to end peacefully. I get it. But it's not going to. Just saying, man, because everyone should prepare accordingly and to their own means. This has never worked out in history. It's not going to work out again. You mark my words. Super Tuesday this week. Biden's lying to the nation tonight, telling you everything is great. But we have record unemployment, record inflation. Military is in shambles. We're giving billions to Ukraine and Israel that we print, that we have no way to back up that fiat currency. And it gets worse and worse and worse. A guy asked me on the internet about World War III. There's all this talk of World War III, right? You hear it all the time. Putin and the Kremlin are planning at some point, in my view, to strike back at NATO, I told them, and, hate to say it, the Western nations, including America. For now, my analysis of Russia is they will take more hits, as that is their Russian national persona, nature, and psyche. When they do strike back in the future, they are just provoked, as the West loves to poke the Soviet bear. When they do strike back, it will be unrelenting, and the earth will shake and tremble. It will make the history books. And Russia holds back because they know it will open them up to attack, to massive attack, and it will truly be World War III and game on and no going back. That's a big pill to swallow, even for Russia. London would be struck first, in my view. Sorry, London. We have a lot of UK listeners. We love you guys over there. But your government's meddling in Ukraine like crazy. I think London would be struck first and hit really hard for their constant, incessant meddling in Ukraine and killing, I may add, many, many Russian troops. And the rest of the weak, cuck Western nations will fall like dominoes at the feet of Vladimir Putin, of mighty Russia. You think Biden tonight, talking in D.C., is any match for Putin? Really? I don't think so. Doubt that. Very, very much. It's going to be a wild year, a wild few years coming up. And hang on to your hats, people.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look.
Motherfucker had marbles in his mouth. Unemployment files, baby, baby.
I love that. I'm mixing in the studio often and have some fun, made some new audio. But we have a big show tonight. We got a lot of callers coming in. I'm going to love it, every minute of it. Never forget this, America. An evil man will burn down his own nation to the ground, to rule over the ashes, said by Sun Tzu. Never, ever forget that. It's exactly what America is doing. It's suicidal. It's crazy. But the infamous and legendary Von Wien show will stab the New World Order in the eye. Our people will be free again. And death to our enemies. And they are all over. We are surrounded. We know we are. But tonight, we'll have a fantastic show. We're going to get everybody on the air tonight. I can feel the tension in the air. It's going to be fantastic. Well, you've come to the legendary show, the infamous show. We're so glad you're here. We'll crank it up tonight like this. That song by Missing Persons. That's true. Nobody walks in L.A. unless you're homeless. God. Well, when I used to broadcast the KFNX in downtown Phoenix, I can tell you during the State of the Union, we had about 5 or 10 video monitors there in the studio. And have you watched the clown show? So if you have, I want you to comment on the clown show there in D.C. and all the clowns in the audience of both parties who suck. Everyone disliked them. They've ruined the nation. Well, we know this week that the big riot happened in Georgia where the blacks rioted at the Six Flags theme park on opening day in Georgia. And then the other big black riot was in Haiti with a prison break. 4,000 inmates let loose in Haiti. Wonderful. Well, I bring those two topics up, unlike other radio shows who are afraid to. Because Haiti is what your criminal government masters and overlords want to import into America and the USA, for sure. And both political parties are in on it and guilty as hell. The Marxist Democrats want to destroy what they view as traditional America and the nuclear family, and the rhino cucks will go along with it, you know, as long as they get some cash and shekels and where they can get to stand on their principles when they lose horribly at the next election. So look at Haiti, America. This is coming to a neighborhood and a movie theater near you. Only the movie will be real, very real as hell. Let's get to the gunslinger there in the great state of Texas. And I've got a couple of questions for the gunslinger tonight. Come on in, sir. Welcome. Pull up a chair. How you doing?
I'm ready.
You're on here.
Well, right now I'm sneezing. It's spring. Yay. Damn. That spring always does that to me. Spring has sprung.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's going around, man. Oh, did we lose him? Gunslinger, call back. We lost the gunslinger. Well, he'll call back. He's a regular to the show. And he sneezed, and then his phone went out. Well, those things happen. And we're trying to get him back on here. We'll even dial him in if we can. So hang on, folks. This is impromptu, improvisational radio. Now, we're going to try to call the gunslinger right now. And let's just dial his ass up and get him on the air. Let's go ahead and do it. See if he answers. Gunslinger, is that you? Are you there?
It's just, can you imagine that? We would be in a dictatorship. The American flag would be nothing. It would be used as toilet paper. People,
hey, Gunslinger, you're real light. Can we up the volume?
Tell me, anybody out here want to stand up and say they're perfect? I double dog freaking dog bury you.
Hey, I want you to call back. We can barely hear you, man. Call back, okay? All right. That was a bad connection there. But the gunslinger did say, I double dog dare you. You chi-com vermin schwine. And when he calls in, we'll get him right on the air. Yeah, it's amazing. The Roman Ides of March. You know, in the Ides of March, they took out the daggers. They killed Julius Caesar. Many folks think that Trump is the Caesar of our time. Would the deep state assassinate Trump? I say they would. I put nothing past them. They're capable of doing anything at any time. We all know it's true. It's going to be a wild year, man. I'm not saying at all that this is the most important election of our lifetime, like other shows. I'll never tell you that. But I will say this could be the most violent political season of our lifetime. Could be. 2020 was pretty bad. 2016 was up there, too. It's going to be interesting. Gunslinger, call the show. We want to get you on. Can't wait to get a good rant from him. In the meantime, we'll listen to a little bit of Alex Jones.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a ball, golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
God damn, I love Alex Jones. This motherfucker is the gift that keeps on giving. You understand?
He's a fucking idiot. This is awesome.
I love this. Alex is really going in on this, huh? Schwammo, his eye, the prince of podcasting, the bipolar rock and roller, the sultan of slits, the godfather of gash, the genetic motherfucking jackhammer.
Here I am.
I will be, you know what? I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages. I'm done. I'm pissed. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. Let me tell you something, you filthy traitors in the government. You pieces of crap. You are the most degenerate, twisted, mentally ill people I've ever seen wanting to gang rape this republic. You people are enemies, and we're going to get your asses, and we know what you're up to, and we're coming for you. I just hope you understand that. Now, get back to what I was saying. We have, ladies and gentlemen, a new app that has a lot of great features.
Black Hills Altars.
He'll turn in the house.
Ammo. This is I, the Prince Podcast. Bipolar rock and roller.
The Sultan of Silliness.
Godfather Gash. Reporting live from the world's largest pillow fort. I can't do that impression. It's too hard to do that impression and say normal things. Well, I guess saying the Godfather of Gash isn't normal, but
well, we'll try to get the Gunster. Gunster, call in the show. Let's try to call you again, buddy. Get a better line here. We'll get a better phone line for the Gunslinger. This one already sounds better. Try him again. Are you there, man? Oh, the call dropped. Well, Gunslinger, we know you're out there, and we'll try it one more time. We're trying to get you, man. We're doing our best. Let's see if he answers.
Please leave your message for
Mark.
I think we have the voicemail for the Gunslinger. Gunslinger, it's Von Wehunt. Call the show, 563-999-3437. This is your long-distance dedication, sir. We need a Gunslinger rant tonight. Desperately, America needs to hear you on the State of the Union. Please call the show at your earliest convenience, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Promise you, if you call the show, we'll get you some biscuits and hardtack, and maybe a new gun and some shiny toys. But we look forward to talking to you, man. Pull up a chair and we'll sit a spell, have a few adult beverages, and we'll talk to you later about the state of the nation. Bye. Bye now. Bye. Okay. That's my voicemail to the Gunslinger.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with a Twin Tower sale? Right now you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress,
twin price.
Queen mattress,
twin price.
King mattress,
twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Yes. You guys like that new intro song?
Pretty sweet.
Nice. Tis I, the Prince of Podcasting, along with the Ginger Jester, one half of America's, or excuse me, the world's favorite interspecies couple. And, of course, there's old Chucky Tatersex, the,
We got the Gunslinger here. Let's, get him on the line. Gunslinger, welcome to the Von Weehut Show. I'm glad you're here. How's it going, sir?
Well, I think somebody didn't like what I was saying.
I think so, too, man. Electronic harassment. Again. Your phone drops three,
again,
four
absolutely.
Times. Deep
yeah,
state bastards are at it again. Yep.
I was no more.
Phone's working great all day. This used to happen all the time. You see, I've been calling all over the nation, and then the minute I call your show, my line goes dead. I go, yep. Yep.
No, I go, yep.
We're aware of it. Yep. It's a thing.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's, yep.
Yeah.
Well,
there's something.
It's electronic intelligence harassment. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all intentional. It's intentionally driven. Disrupt the show. That's what they do. Disrupt the show. Disrupt the callers. Blog Talk went down for 2 weeks over the holidays. We were going to have record listeners because everybody was off work. And that's a great time to crash the show, crash the website, crash the station. Sure. They did the same thing to me when I was at TFNX. I told you guys, sparks would literally fly out of the control tower that is at, you know, that I was down in the studio, and they would say, man, what's going on? And
absolutely.
Yeah, it's this. Every show worked flawlessly until I sat behind the microphone. But all of a sudden, we started having problems, you know, about once or twice. Not every show, because they're real slick about mixing it up. I'd say one or two shows a month were sort of dysfunctional. Calls would drop. Sparks would fly. Audio wouldn't work. Yeah. Happened on all the time. Well, what's on your mind tonight, sir? Floor is yours.
Well, like I said, what I was saying, you got these idiots, these third world mongrels that are coming over here like in New York City up there that are fighting the cops. Okay? I mean fighting the cops. I mean, if they are willing to fight the cops, don't you think they might be willing to fucking kill you? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They have these moped gangs now. On mopeds, for God's sake, not motorcycles, mopeds that are going around and robbing people at knife point, at gunpoint. And guess who they are?
Yep.
These third world shithole shitters. Okay? That's who they are. And they're coming to a town and city near you and your neighborhood. Okay? You better be aware of this shit, people. This ain't no playtime. This ain't no theatrics. This is the real McCoy. Okay, like at the gunfight at the OK Corral. That's what it's fixed to come down to, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to go that direction. All right? Because the only way that you're going to get this country back in somewhat of a condition is by what comes out the barrel of a gun. I hate to say it. It's sad. But with today's society and the way things are going on in this country, do you think, you know, these people that are in power right now, do you think that they're going to just say, if you go up to them and say, you're wrong, you're screwing this country up, now step down. You think they're going to do that to you? You think they're just going to laugh in your fucking face? Yes, they will. What if you go up to one of these drug cartels that are coming across the Texas border down here and say, no, you know you're killing people and what you're doing is against the law. You know what that drug cartel is going to do to you? He's going to pull out his gun. He's going to blow your fucking brains out. And then as he walks over your dead body, he's going to say, stupid gringo.
That's right.
It's coming.
It
it's
is.
Coming.
Oh, you dumb gringo. You deserve it.
You dumb damn gringo.
You've had this country long enough. Now it's your turn. It's the black and brown tide. And down with you, whitey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, on my show, we will talk about race, color, creed. Ooh, the rhinos just buckle. They go, but fun. We want to talk about the content of people's character. Well, I am in my own way. And so is Gunslinger. We don't like the content of the mongrel horde's character. But then you're playing and smoke it. Get a clue.
Damn right.
You don't like their character. Period. Go ahead, sir.
Right now, we are being invaded by an army. And people doesn't seem to realize that. Okay? We are being invaded. Their goal is to take this country over. Ever heard of La Raza? The race? That's what these fuckers think. They think they still own Texas and California and a bunch of, at least half the United States, you know, all this crap. Okay? And these people are trying to reestablish that by coming in and sending their scumbags, okay, in here. Tell me any of these people that can put two and two together. I doubt they could, okay? Maybe a couple. Put them in front of a computer and say, hey, tell me how this thing works. I doubt they could because they're dumbasses. They're stupid. They're trying to flee a country that's already fucked up in the head already. Stay over there. Fight your own battles. We got enough over here. Okay, we got a battle here that's going to make that look like nothing if this stuff does not change. And it's going to have to change for the good. Can you imagine another 4 more years of poopy pants, fucking shit and diaper, dumb fuck that's in there right now? Oh, you got to be kidding me. All right.
God.
You got to be kidding
me. Can you imagine? That's terrible. What a terrible thought. Horrible.
What if we had 8 years now of Comrade Clint in there? Okay? Oh, my God. You wouldn't be flying the United States flag. You'd be flying the dictator flag. I guarantee it. Okay? Unless one person, his name was Donald J. Trump, stood up to it. I don't see anybody on this fucking call that we're not able to because we're not financially able to because he's got money. Remember what I said a while ago? Money talks, bullshit walks, especially in politics. Okay?
Yes.
Because none of these other people that we've had in the past 20 fucking 30 years have given a fuck about this country except Donald J. Trump. Tell me which one. I'd like to know. I've lived through all of them. Okay? None of them has. Oh, they say it out there on the front. Yeah, but back in their back room, they're going, boy, we're going to fuck the American people. Look at fucking the Bushy boys. It's proven that they've been out to Bohemian Grove out there in California, a satanic worshiping cult. The Bushy boys have been there. Okay? But they swear on a stack of Bibles, oh, I'm such a Christian. I'm such a I got more Christianity in my goddamn left.
Exactly.
Son of bitches.
I'm a good Christian man. I'm a Bushy.
I'm a good one.
Yeah.
But I worship.
They believe in Satan.
Yes, they believe in Satan.
That's what they believe.
Yes. And human sacrifices.
We all know it.
Sacrifice. And Moloch, the damn big owl that's got the two big horns up there. You seen it? Alex Jones, that hell, he infiltrated the damn place. So it's actually there.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
But yet these people are backstabbers. They're hypocrites. But yet the American people just eat it up like candy. But they can't see it. We see it.
They don't want to see it. We can. Oh, I can. I have the gift. And you have the gift. And this show's got the gift. I see right through all their bullshit every week. See right through it. I just can't stand it. To me, it's very simple. But most Americans are like those horses with blinders on. They like the blinders. They don't want because if they really have to see it and acknowledge it, then in their mind, I've got to do something about it. And Gunslinger, those are dirty words to tell Americans to do anything in the real world. Oh, it's like it's trying to kill a vampire. To do something? Really, I got to do something. I got to get off my ass, get off the couch, put down the hamburger and the pizza and the soda pop and my phone the internet and actually walk out the door and do something. It's a tall order, man.
Right.
It's a tall order. Most Americans won't do it. They won't do it.
Well, remember that when the founding fathers fought the war, there was only a handful of people that fought the war, actually. Okay.
That's right.
The rest of them sat on the
3%.
That was even back then.
3%.
3%. There you go.
Yep.
3% what fought the war and won. Okay. We won on 3%. Now, with everybody
yes.
today, which is a zillion times more patriots out there than there was then, hell, 3% should be a shoo-in. We'd win this battle tomorrow. But,
yeah.
You know. You're not going to, you know.
I'm already said we don't need a majority. Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, tick, tick, tick goes the bomb. Or is it, when is it going to blow? It's not if it's going to blow. When is it going to blow? By November?
God.
Or a little past? Now, you remember what I've always said. There's only been three things that is going to save this fucking country. God, guns, and guts. That's the only thing that's going to save it. What comes out of a barrel, and here's what the sound makes. A slip or a slide, sliding on a semi-automatic.
God.
Times 10. Times a zillion, probably. Now it's going to be times a zillion. But lock and load. Wake up, people. Especially you white sumbitches out there. 1488.
Love it, gunslinger. Love it. Great call, sir. We may get back to you for part two later in the show, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Good call. Good call. Gunslinger is spot on, right? Love that gunslinger rant. God, guts, and guns. That's right, because even during the colonial time, 3% fought the revolution. I told you back in that era, half the colonies, half the people, like today, I mean, don't think they were all Minutemen. They were all in Washington's spy network. No, people are people. People are people. And yet half the colonists who weren't quite sure which way the winds were going to blow. And yet the typical people, they were the cucks of their time. They were the Republican Party of their time and some Democrats waited to see which way the winds blew first before they made their move. Okay? You had a lot of the patriots like Sam Adams, who I'm a big fan of, his style, Paul Revere, gutsy guys. They risked everything. I'm in that wing of the party. And they knew right away, we've got to break away from Britain. We've got to do our own thing. And if it means war, well, so be it. We will murder and massacre those red coat bastards. Wherever we find them, they'll be shot on sight. That was their mental paradigm. That was the plan. And they started doing it. Shooting them on sight. Taking a risk, sure. You might get shot. You might get caught. They might hang your ass. Sure, but that's war. Now, if you're smart, you'll make, like Patton said, you'll make that son of a bitch die for his king and country. Well, you survived to fight another day. I would have been right there with them, ambush tactics, hit and run all day long. Americans invented guerrilla warfare. We invented the hit and run tactic to a T. We perfected it. The American warrior. Today is no different. Fast forward to our modern times, you know. I always have told you that if the Chinese tanks rolled through an American city, you'd have millions of Americans come out to watch the tanks, take out their iPhone, film the invading armies of the red communist Chinese bastards, take selfies with them before they get executed or lined up against the wall. And they would say, before I die, I just want to post this video and see how many likes I get, please. And they would say, sure, go ahead and post it. So we We want our message spread all over the world. Sure, post it. Okay. Thank you very much. That was very compelling. And now line up with your face against the wall. Blow them away. But that's your average American. They wouldn't care. And they don't care today. They didn't care. A lot of Americans didn't care in the colonial times. All it takes, we don't need, I keep telling people this. People say, we got to have consensus. We got to have majority. Well, you only want majority in the way of race, which helps out your cause. But you don't need majority in ideology. And I always said it, the nationalists get real and start to form a real political party. Then they need to get serious and have a weaponized wing like Hitler had with the Nazis. He had the Waffen-SS, the weaponized wing, the ideological warriors that struck fear in the Allies. They were ideology-driven. Ideology trumps, pun intended, a lot of things out there. And but in today's market, today's people, the same thing. You get about 2-3% that are hardcore, ideology-driven patriots. You got a lot of libertarians, a lot of cocks that are weakened warriors who will fold and not do anything at the crucial moment in time in history, time and space. They won't do anything. But what they will do is they'll chastise those who do. And they'll say, well, I didn't do that. You shouldn't do that. We're the loyal opposition. See, nothing's changed, keep telling you, in 1776. You had people back then who said, we're the loyal opposition to the king. We're not going to do anything. Today, it's no different. You got the same Republican saying, we're the loyal opposition to the Democrat king in office, and we're not going to do anything. Nothing changes. It's like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. Okay? And that's that. And that's how people are. That's how they are in real life. Unlike Drill Sergeant Lee Ermey.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, lab-astic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worth it. Orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not act here serving my beloved soul. Do you imagine understand that? Bullshit, I can't hear you.
God, we're so good at tribute.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me. They are also childishly calling me despicable and mentally ill. The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun. I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch Cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids.
You know, I never really listened to what he was really saying.
I have found that ad on the radio and thought it was pretty funny. We've got a lot of people that are out there in America who are gay and queer. You got the log cabin Republicans, for God's sakes. You've got, you know, all those things happening. And like Lincoln says in the chat room, I just want to make clear what I care about, which is record low black unemployment. We want the platinum plan in 2024. Well, that's what Trump wants. And that's all Trump cares about is low black unemployment. I'm being a little facetious here. And Trump loves more and more legal immigration. Now, Trump's the big front runner. And we can kid him a little bit because he has a track record. Don't forget, it's not like he's a virgin politician. Trump now has an official track record. And it's the way it is, you know. America, like Catwoman says, you go to bed at night all snug in your bed with little lollipops dancing in your head, knowing that you've been replaced at work by nignugs. Do you really feel better? Trump had the log cabin faggots, like Lincoln said at Mar-a-Lago. And, well, I'm glad he hosted them there. They had dinner, and Trump could pull out the gay flag and help them out. I mean, Trump's the front runner. This is America. This is the new Republican Party. Gunslinger has got some good points, and we hope he's right about Trump, but, you know, Trump does have – he will do some good things. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just so glad that at Mar-a-Lago, well, they didn't hear this when they were driving in looking forward to a sumptuous feast at the Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort.
Something happened here, but it isn't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Whammo. Tis I, the Prince of Podcasting, the bipolar rock and roller, the Sultan of Slit, the Godfather.
Good stuff.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
That would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp! This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little known codicil in the Faber College Constitution, which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little just like you, right? The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
A classic Dean Wormer from the Animal House Show. Well, the war in Ukraine drags onwards. Another boondoggle for the American taxpayer. Now they want to start killing off More Europeans. Have you heard this story? Macron of France now thinks he's Napoleon, and he wants to invade mighty Russia. You know what it really is? It's ethnic cleansing of white people. That's all it is. It's not the non-white invaders of European countries that will go fight in Ukraine. If I was in Europe, you European guys, I would tell your effing leaders, why don't you round up these illegals and put them all in some kind of brigade and shove the brown and black people on the front lines there in Ukraine so the white Soviet soldiers can just gun them down. That'd be a great way to clean up Europe. Yeah, let them fight the war. They're the newbies. It's their turn to fight. Perfect. No, Macron wants the white Frenchmen to go fight in Ukraine to wipe them out. So he's concocted a war. This is why NATO wants a war with Russia. Think about it. In the crevices of my diabolical mind, I can almost, well, it's still a stretch for me, but I can almost figure out their game plan. And they are clever, they are clever sons of bitches. Almost as clever as me. Almost. Well, I can tell what they're doing. They want the white men of Europa to go to Ukraine, and they get slaughtered. Those white men will not produce any babies. And they want the white women in Europe to be there when the casket arrives of their boyfriend or husband, and now the white girl can more easily be raped by the black and brown savages from the third world. This will produce millions of new black and brown children, because miraculously now there will be no abortion in Europe, and they want the same for the UK, part of Europe, and all of America. I can easily see a day when they will draft white men again in America to go fight in Ukraine. They're going to send American troops over there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Within the year, to Ukraine. We already have NATO commanders and advisors been on the ground for years, last 2 or 3 years over there. It's well documented. It's going to happen. So Macron wanting to go to invade Russia is suicide for France. Now, this past week, talking about the colonial America, we had a big birthday. Well, in a sense. Today's date's March 7th, but on March 5th, 1770, British troops killed 5 colonials in the historical town of Boston, called the Boston Massacre, which was one of the events which catapulted and led to the American Revolution. And the eventual defeat of the British superpower of its day. Now that is how wars are fought. I've told you a long time ago, I'll tell you again. January 6th was no insurrection. I will show you a fucking insurrection. That was not an insurrection. Okay? Capisce? Stefano knows I tell the truth. Here's the deal. In life, you either do it, balls to the wall, or you don't do it. You get me? You feel me? In other words, don't do anything when it comes to war half-assed. The German in me will not let me do things half-assed. We'll either do it all the way or do nothing. The only way to do it, war or peace. Now, I told you guys to not go to D.C. My audience did not go, thank God, to Charlottesville for that fiasco, which was well-meaning at first, but I knew the feds would co-opt to F it up. And also January 6th, Unite the Right rally there in Virginia, and also later on with Trump, they were trying to get the forces back together. Whenever a president tells you to storm the Capitol or walk up there, and you look behind your shoulder, just note to self, He's getting back in his limousine, and you're exposed on the ground. Do not walk to the Capitol. All the points people made was true. Oh, I just walked in. I was escorted in. Why am I in prison now? Well, because you followed Trump, and you walked on the sacred, hallowed grounds of the U.S. Capitol where the theft of America takes place. How dare you think you can walk on that altar unencumbered and think nothing is going to ever happen to you? I didn't break any laws, Vaughn. I walked in. They opened the door. Doesn't matter. Your protests are deaf on my ears. You walked up there. That's all they need is you walk peacefully up there. In their mind, you have the intention of overthrowing the U.S. government, which you didn't. It's a joke that you were going to. With what? Your little Trump flag? We all know it wasn't an insurrection. To the Democrats, they blew it up to make the world think it was an insurrection. Were there some smoke bombs? Yeah. Were there some scuffles? Damn right there was. Maybe even a mini riot for a little bit. But they got you guys because you went there. I'm so glad my audience did not go there. Anything like that in the future, I'll always tell you, if it doesn't happen by us and you're going to hostile territory, it's a setup. It's always going to be a setup. And they'll tell you, they'll Fed post before, and you should do this, you should do that. Bring your arms. Bullshit. When you bring your arms, they get you on weapons charges and you stay in prison longer. See how it works? Here's the deal, guys. This show never advocates violence. We don't have to. Because you know why? It happens naturally. Go to any history book and open it up, and you'll see nothing but thousands of years of violence. Why would it end now? It's not going to. We know that. We never can never advocate that for moral, ethical, and legal reasons. Never infer it or incite it. We don't want you to get involved in any of those things anyway. I told you before, we want you to stay alive where you can thrive and do well. And really and truly, I've said this before, I'll say it again. The best revenge in life is living well. And if you want to really piss off the establishment, no one's going to muster. No one's going to do anything. No one's going to grab their guns and go muster. And you don't want to do that stuff anyway until you have to. But if you want to really piss them off, and if you want to really tell them in D.C. tonight what you stand for and what you're about, I'll be honest with you. It's not what you think. Make babies have sex. Make white babies. Start a family. Start a business in spite of it all. That's what's going to really get their goat. That you're not listening to them. That you're plowing forward with your life. You're planning things. You're planning a life for yourself and your family, your wife. And you're going to produce as many kids as you can. That's the one thing that they don't want you to do. They want you to get angry and grab your gun so they can arrest you and throw away the key. See how it works? Like January the 6th, they want that. They do not want you to raise kids, make babies, and especially those evil Nazi white babies. How dare you even think like that? You see? It's going to really piss them off. And that's the way to get to go. Everyone's talking about the great replacement theory. We'll start doing some replacing. Yeah, start doing some replacing out there. I know money's tight, I know jobs are hard to get at times. But you know what? Your fathers did it. Your grandfathers through world wars, depression, civil wars can be done. So just remember that. No one's going to muster. No one's going to do anything. You see what happened on January the 6th. I said that time and time again. And it's not going to change, you know. That's my 2 cents worth tonight on that subject. Nice shower, sir.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmailed judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Well, the deep state is all for the queer agenda. They're all for the globo-homo agenda. And for that, I say this.
Something happened here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Swammo.
Gonna resist that one. We have a lot of new audio. A lot of new things I've been playing with here in the studio. This is what I do. I grab audio from all over the world, and I splice it together. One of my favorite pastimes, and among other pursuits in life, and it's good stuff. Really is. Join the chat room tonight. If you're out there, call the show at 563-999-3437. We'll call a few people here momentarily, and we'll see who's going to answer the phone tonight. And that'll be kind of fun. And so don't go anywhere. Get a cocktail. Relax, America. And hang in there, okay? I shall return. great stuff. Love this song. So cool, so cool. It's by The Cure. It's called The Forest. We'll get American Scotch on and Lincoln, too. A lot of good stuff here. We're supposed to have some good tunes on this song. I love really good music. And I'm not afraid to enjoy it, you know? Well, here's something about the prepper economy you may or may not have heard.
Yeah, I agree, Matador. The big crash is coming. And you want to make all the money you can. Get that good old-fashioned, God-fearing money in your account. Because when it hits, boys, it ain't going to be no five-year little reign of terror. It's going to last 20 years. It'll be a worldwide depression. 20, 25 years will be the biggest crash in recorded human history. Have millions more homeless, millions of starving people. Wars will break out, civil war, civil unrest. Crime will skyrocket because people will have to feed their families, you know. So you want to get in position in more ways than one to weather the great storm. It'll be bigger than the biblical flood, gentlemen. The gnashing of teeth, the screams and wails of the children and the people will be historical and biblical. In gargantuan in scope, depth, and breadth. I'm getting ready. How about you, America? How about you?
Good stuff. And this one's called The Big Crash.
Yeah, I agree, Matador. The big crash is coming. And you want to make all the money you can. Get that good old-fashioned, God-fearing money in your account. Because when it hits, boys, it ain't going to be no five-year little rain.
That's right. Ain't going to be no five-year little thing out there. It's going to be a real big thing. It's going to be a gargantuan thing, like Stefano says in the chat room, a gargantuan, colossal collapse. Someday. Well, with that, let's get to American Scotch, and we'll get to Lincoln and flyover country. American Scotch, we want the Gitmo report. We want the UFO report. And by God, this week, I want to know who got executed at Gitmo. Welcome to the show, sir. How you doing?
Vaughn, it's good to talk to you. We are the night of the State of the Disunion with Joe Biden tonight.
God,
and what I
know.
Do know is that I don't know if you caught the news on it. It was earlier reported all over Telegram that earlier today and late last night, they were putting up the fence all around the Capitol building once again to keep people out or to keep people in. That's the question. That's the question.
They want to keep us out. I agree with you. Yeah, I heard about that.
You know?
Oh yeah,
but I mean, let's look back. How many other presidents in history have had to fence off the Capitol, other than Sleepy Joe? There hasn't been one president, not once.
Yep,
you can't name one, not one time. Lincoln didn't do it even during the Civil War. Hello,
I know.
Come on now.
I know.
I'm waiting on answers from people. I just throw questions out there. I just ask questions. I got a buddy in Portland named Chad, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's been making the rounds in Portland, like checking out the terrorist camps that they used to have the taxpayer funding, and they're empty. They've been emptied now since June of 2021. Homeless is slashed by 80%. Where are all these people going? Nobody has any answers. Seattle is doing the same thing. All these homeless are just gone. Like, where did they go?
I know.
What's going on? What is going on? Victoria Nuland just recently resigned the other day.
She did.
She's at Gitmo. She was arrested. The reports are starting to trickle. So not only are the alt-right news channels on Telegram dovetailing now with regular mainstream media, they're saying the same thing. Just like Stephen Colbert went down with some sort of an illness in November, December, and apparently
he was
arrested. Yep. He's in Guam. See, they take all the media people, all the media talking heads and the crazies, like the late night village idiots like him and who knows who else in there. I'm sure Kimmel's going to go to the same. They're going to Guam. The big heavy hitter political pieces of shit are going down to Guantanamo Bay. Like Victoria Nuland, she's going to get the death sentence, no problem. Because I guess he was in charge of all sorts of adrenochrome trafficking and all sorts of border hoopla and all sorts of crap with Ukraine, along with that, what was that ex-ambassador of Ukraine? Remember a few years ago, she was a woman. Remember her?
I remember her.
I can't remember her name, but she was also involved with Somalia. And wherever she goes, there's political, just complete firestorm problems all the time. I'll think of her name. But yeah, she got fucking she got executed apparently too. And major issues with Ukraine, major human trafficking. And that's the big secret. That's what's going on with all these people. Like the cover story is bad enough with the border or with all this illicit money going to Ukraine or all this money being, you know, misappropriated with campaign financing and God knows what's going on with, you know, Nimrata or Nick Rata or whatever the hell her name is.
Nimrata.
Nimrata.
She's a big loser.
Week. She just got her ass kicked everywhere except D.C. Come on now. I love it. And she thought she had a chance. Come on. That's just hilarious.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. She never had a freaking chance, Indian bitch.
And just remember, 4 years ago, four years ago, this day was the last Trump State of the Union in 2020. And when did you ever see a Speaker of the House tear up the State of the Union right down the middle, other than Nancy Pelosi 4 years ago?
Oh, I know.
I mean, and what happened right after that, 2-3 months later? George Floyd, the rioting, the burning, the looting, the killing. Everything was on fire in the United States for 4, 5, 6 solid months until that damn election.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't look at this and say that this is these times are normal. It's anything but normal. But normal. And how can anybody look around and say, you know what, I'd rather have Biden than Trump. Biden's okay. You cannot with a straight face say they can't do it, man. You can't. How can anybody excuse this behavior of this so-called executive? I mean, come on. It's just shameful. I mean, it's shameful. He's even admitting he's been bringing migrants in for voting purposes, and they're planning on giving them weapons and the ability to enlist in our military. Colonel McGregor was talking about that with Tucker just the other day. I know you were referencing that in the dialogue. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I did. Yep. I've brought it up before.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to release a movie on Saturday called Techno, and I'm going to have that clip, and I'm going to have it embedded in that video. Because people need to hear what this guy, Biden, and his minions around him are supposedly planning for this country. You know, they shit all over white people, shit all over white men. We don't want you. We don't want you enlisted. And now, our enlistment numbers are down. We can't recruit enough. What are we going to do? Let's give it to the migrants. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Hey, hold that thought. Scott, I'll come right back to you. Let's get Stefano on the line here. Hang on. Stefano, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to the Von Wien Show, Stefano. Love you, man.
Well,
great comments in the chat room.
Thank you so much.
So the floor is yours. We'll get back to Scotch here. I know it's late out there where you're at. We're so glad to hear your voice, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Well, I'm in the city of Los Angeles. And
yes,
it's pretty cool still.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say a couple of things that this whole conspiracies of people being executed and everything seem all a big distraction from our realistic problems we face now, which is a Jew power that has taken over this country for 6 years and is right there flexing his muscles every day. The Negro problem. All Negroes are bad, I understand, but it is a big problem in this country. And thirdly, the mass immigration problems. These are all problems that we face right now, that we have to confront right now. All these theories about, all these conspiracies about this and that being executed and all these ridiculous things are good for nothing as confronted to our reality, the reality we have to confront every day in this world, except pull us out of our own eyes of what we see and what we have to confront every day. That's all I wanted to say. Nothing against the Q people.
So you don't believe that Colbert got executed at the Guam military base?
No one questioned
our narrative.
No one is trans.
You
not
sure about
even
that?
Michelle Obama. No one is trans.
Sure?
No one got executed. Earth is
really
spherical. It's not flat. Earth is a sphere. It's not flat.
God.
And the whole package is a bunch of bullshit. That's my whole intervention.
God. Really? Damn. You just blew it all in water. I was hoping that they would have been. I mean, there's got to be some justice in this world. You just crushed my political fantasy, Stefano. Tell me nobody is getting executed? Come on. That's not what I'm hearing, kid. I don't know. I'm hearing things.
There are no big secrets. What we face is visible and experienceable and provable and all that.
Gosh. Well, so when you're walking around Los Angeles, you better be careful. Those ghetto thug blacks don't try to shank you, mug you for some easy cash. You know, they carjack you in the middle of the street, try to get some money out of you.
It's hell. It's hell here, honestly.
It's hell in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah, you're in a multicultural hellscape. I mean, yep. America, like, we're the most generous country in the world to a fault. That's our problem. It's to a fault. We welcomed in all the third world. And then we sit back and wonder, well, why is America getting so dangerous, Bob? I don't know. I never thought about that. It must be Trump and those MAGA Republicans. No, numbnuts.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the border. Maybe it's immigration. Maybe it's the millions of people who are criminals and cartel members who they keep letting in the country, for God. We have millions of these mongrels that need to be forcefully deported. Forcefully. They're not going to go willingly, you know. Well, what's your take on Maloney in Italy and Italia, where you're from, sir?
She's actually a traitor. My mom, who voted for her, calls her now a whore.
Love it. I do like Italian whores as a sidebar. Just kidding. Not really. But, okay, Lincoln wants to know about the time you joined his voice chat on Telegram while at a multicultural Mexican restaurant. Please talk, sir. What happened?
Yeah, I do go to...
This is our multicultural segment, America. We, too, will talk about Mexican cuisine and the Hispanic culture that the gringo in America needs to know. Because the gringo needs to know about the raza. And we're coming after you, whitey.
La raza is literally everywhere here.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big stuff. Oh, and
you know,
the media never talks about it.
Most Mexicans are pretty decent people, I'm going to say. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm the most anti-immigration. I'm an anti-immigration immigrant. I call myself the Uncle Tom of immigration because I'm the most anti-immigration immigrant ever.
Good for you. Good for you.
This country needs no immigrant whatsoever. Not
that's right.
Especially
nothing.
But my point on immigration is that especially it doesn't mean legal immigration. Legal immigrants is the worst.
It's
the worst.
It is.
But I have
so what happened at this multicultural Mexican restaurant? What happened when
yes.
you were indulging the Hispanic culture and creed, Señor Stefano? Tell us about what happened there at the Mexican buffet when you were eating a burrito, Señor.
What happened, I can't say. I can't
My
say.
Terrible Mexican accent, it's terrible. I'm working on these guys. Bear with me. My dialects are crude but effective.
Yeah, I do speak Spanish. I want to say this, that as bad as mass immigration is, America had a problem even before the Third World mass immigration. And it was a problem of Negroes even before mass immigration. We are fixated on illegal immigration, but before illegal immigration comes legal immigration, which is much worse than illegal. And even before all types of immigration, America had a problem, which is African American, the so-called African American. And it's
true.
A problem. And they still... See, all these countries, they send millions of people, millions of immigrants, and they often are the worst of the worst, the criminal. They empty their jails and fill up the United States with millions of immigrants. And still, the blacks have 10 times more crimes than all those immigrants. So, per capita. So I'm sorry, but the big talk about immigration avoids another big problem, which is even primary, which comes even before the immigration problem, which is the Negroes problem.
Right. I agree. Now, I want to get your opinion, then we'll get Scotch back on here. I'll get his too. But for you, my question is this. I like to boil things down to German and me to its finest essence and particulate matter. That's why the Germans were such good machinists. We build things to last 1,000 years. Right. But I digress. Why doesn't America just say, hey, tonight Biden, this is what I would have said if I was Biden. Biden should just cut to the chase, America. Biden should have said, we no longer have the stars and bars and the stars and stripes, whatever you want to call it. We're going to replace the American flag with the Israeli flag and the BLM flag. And the mantra for the Democrat Party is now kill Whitey and then take what Whitey has. And we're just going to come out and say we have a Zionist-occupied government. It is what it is. Deal with it, America. And why don't they just come out and just lay it on the line, man? And that's what I mean by disclosure. You got these people on Ancient Aliens going, we're going to have disclosure for UFOs. We need disclosure. They're going nuts. And I go, no, the kind of disclosure that we need his Democrat DNC party disclosure. They should just come out, come clean, and say that you want to kill Whitey, and they want whites to die, and the Israeli owned and occupied, the minorities are going to rise up, they're going to attack the suburbs. Why don't they come out and just say that, Stefano? You're a man of the world. Why can't they just admit the obvious that we see every day?
I think the evangelical Christian conservative will still go, even if the Jews come out and disclose the fact that they want to erase the white race, I think the white conservative, the Judeo-Christian that believe that they are the chosen ones, will still say, yeah, please kill us. If that's your destiny, that's our fate. We will just die for you. No problem.
Yeah, now Lincoln's got a good point, and which we talked about before. I say the Democrat for the November election should say, hi, I'm your Democrat candidate for Congress. My agenda is kill Whitey. And the Republicans will always say, well, shut the fuck up about race, and why don't you vote for us while we replace you legally? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, America. How about those ads?
Yes.
I'm always thinking of political ads. They just come out and just say what you mean and mean what you say. Stop all this
exactly
other
like
crap.
That,
you know?
The gradual thing, it is exactly like that, but the gradual thing makes Republicans even worse, I believe, because people just don't snap out of it. It makes Republicans, this fake conservative, this neoconservative, even worse than liberals.
Yeah, I call it the conservative cult. They are the cult. The Democrats are another cult. They're a demonic, satanic cult. But the conservatives, the rhinos, have their own cult, too. And theirs is,
yeah.
Look, we want to replace you legally. We're not going to replace you or kill you that fast like the Democrats want to. But we know brown and black is the flavor of the future. And we're going to do it slowly, like the frog in the proverbial pot. 1 degree every year, we're going to crank it up. That's the conservative ideology. They'll never admit it,
yeah.
But they admit it in various ways. For example, the RNC never comes out ever now and talks about the white working class. The phrase they use is the poor working families. And Trump never talks about the white people who put him in power, to be blunt. The minute he gets in office, what does Trump do? Does the 180? And he goes, we got to have more legal immigration for the third world. Trump goes around, says blacks built America, not whites. And then Trump proudly takes out the gay queer flag at many campaign events, promoting his LGBT, ABC, DFG, new wing of the party. That's
yep.
The new Republicans. They just love it. And the white people can't see any of it. And they clap like seals.
See, that old man is exactly
yeah,
like
and they
you
give
said.
Money.
It
yeah.
is exactly like
Go
you
ahead.
Said. And that whole makes the Republican establishment our first and foremost enemy. They are our worst enemy, worse than the liberals, worse than the communists, worse than anything.
Oh, I agree. I've always said the Republicans, the white guys who claim they're conservative, but who will sell you down the river in a moment's notice, they're as bad as a white liberal Marxist. Just as bad.
They are worse.
They are. Because you expect them to have some level or something in common with you, and they tell you they do, and they act like it. But when the crucial moment happens, they stab you in the back. They'll sell
yeah,
you down the river.
But, Vaughn, that's the whole Republican Party establishment. That's the whole party, pretty much, 95% of it. That's pretty much it.
Right.
We need to burn the Republican Party down. The first thing we need to do is burn the Republican Party down and build a new
yes. I agree. Or what I'd rather see is the nationalists rise in prominence and power and get serious, and the Republicans are never going to go away. Because guess what, guys, in politics, it's like business. You got to have competition. See, I love competition. I'm very competitive. I'm a alpha male. So my thing is, you've got to give the RNC a run for their money, and you've got to quash them. Like on the football field, you got to win the game, and the game, we're not playing that game. And I'd like to see us play that game. You know, we need, again, I've always said we need a national headquarters. Like I said on the last show, we need a press room. RNC's got a headquarters. DNC's got a headquarters. Okay? We need a room to hold speeches. A big nationalist ballroom for concerts, gothic music, cool stuff, cool rock and roll. You know, and we need to field candidates all over the country. We need money in buildings, and American people like are tactile, and they want to touch and see it. We need a headquarters with a media division. I'll be the Dr. Goebbels of the new nationalist wing. We need a press room and all that. We need a propaganda division, and there's nothing wrong with saying propaganda. It is what is done. Propaganda wins elections. Everybody does propaganda. They just call it marketing now. It's marketing. Marketing. It's propaganda. Same thing. What are your thoughts?
Yes, yes. We definitely need a common pool, organizing pool.
Marketing point. Yeah. A place to rally around.
Like, just like you said, headquarters, a central power, a central source of power.
Our mascot, our flag.
But first of all, we should need a common leader, because those organizational things follow a little bit. They're secondary to have a charismatic leader. You know? But anyway, thank you for having me, Vaughn. Thank you.
Oh, you're right, Stefano. Yeah, man, always a pleasure. Now, you're right. We need a charismatic leader like me or anybody else, someone that can carry the torch and give these guys a run for their money. Because what we're doing, and I'm very pragmatic about me, it's a German, it ain't working. It's working a little bit. Thank God for social media. Because when I was a kid, a lot of these ideas were like, oh, don't talk about America first. That might be viewed as racist. Don't talk about that. You might offend, you know, the sponsor of the radio, who's Mr. Goldstein. Oh, boy, don't go. People get all in a tizzy, you know. Thank God for social media. Now we can do memes and electronically communicate with our brethren all over the world. Thank God for it. That's what I say.
Yes.
What are your final thoughts tonight, Stefano?
Thank you. I was just thinking that you're a German. I'm an Italian. We're a little bit like the Axis reestablished. You know?
We are. We are the Axis powers. We are the Axis powers. Totally. We even have that diabolical laugh. We do. Hey, I'll bring the tanks and the beer. You bring the wine, the good-looking Italian chicks, and the vino, and those Mussolini daggers. And we'll take it all over. You know?
Yes, Bond.
God, man. We are the Axis of Evil. Just kidding. In a good way. Oh, man. Good to hear your voice, Stefano.
It's good,
good to hear your voice, man.
Great, great to hear from you, friend.
Oh, I need to talk to you more. We can laugh our ass off about this stuff. It's so pathetic in America. It's actually funny. That's kind of my thought process. It's so bad. It's funny. It's funny how bad it is. Well, have a great night, Stefano. Thanks for calling the Von Leon Show. We appreciate you. We salute you, sir. Call back anytime.
Guten Nacht.
Yes, sir. Dankeschön. Here's the final.
Nice.
Axis Power is signing out. Awesome, man. Have a great night. Thank you, sir. That was Stefano from Italia. Well, let's get back to the American Scotch. I know he was holding for a while. I want to get him on. We're going to dial him. And we'll try to get him back on the air here if we can. And maybe we can try to give him a call. Let's see if we can do that. And while we're trying to get American Scotch, don't go anywhere, America. The show we're in now, we're in our official overtime segment. And by the way, the overtime segment is really, really cool. It's always a good time, you know? Always is. Well, here's a little Inagata De Vida. Wow, love a little bit of Iron Butterfly there. We were trying to get American Scotch. If you're out there, call the show. I'll put you right back on. I just knew that Stefano had to go somewhere. I hate to cut somebody off, but I was wanting to hear the rest of what American Scotch had to say. We'll get some more calls here in a moment as well. But, yeah, great job, Stefano. Great job, man. Lincoln's left the chat room. Great comments, as always. Funny stuff. We'll get Irish Pirate on, too, later on here. We're going to keep on chugging along. Let's get real quick here. Let's get Gunslinger on for any last-minute comments. Gunslinger, is there anything else you'd like to say tonight to the nation? Are you there? Okay. I guess he's having some phone difficulties tonight, and that's to be expected. We had to call him a few times to get him on board. And going through some things here, you know, we look. It was a very good monologue. I wanted to hit some many, many points. But Nikki Haley, to bring her up momentarily, though we don't want to spend much time on her. She's a loser, and she's completely lost her mind. In my view, she's so transparently weak and sort of ridiculous, and she doesn't know much of anything, to be honest. She just, why everyone just thinks she's so great, so hot, so intelligent. The guys say that, they just, look, I'll be blunt. They want to get into her panties, to be blunt. They just say that, puff her up. And she thinks that by jumping up and down on a political stage and making absurd blanket statements, and she repeats bumper sticker slogans all the time, is her style of leadership. She's not the kind of leader that a modern America needs. You know, we try to be a self-confident, advanced society. That kind of a society would never allow a Nikki Haley to even advance in politics. Keep that in mind. We have a lot of educated fools in America. We've talked about that before. Never forget that the most highly educated people in this world are often the most willfully ignorant of what is really happening. I'll call them you're a bona fide Sherlock Holmes. You deduced that one correctly, or sort of, maybe not. The college credentialed crowd, the Beltway crowd especially, those who, earned their degree in the last 10, 15 years especially, are more likely than not, than far less degreed people. I didn't say intelligent. They're far more likely than people who are not degreed to vote Democrat, to vote liberal, than these supposed quote-unquote conspiracy theorists who have more intelligence out there in the country and rural and flyover America, because they question, without having to go to school, they naturally have a natural instinct and a natural intelligence, real intelligence. It's not been corrupted in some ways by our woke higher education. And they question every media narrative that's spun by the masters of the universe who reside in Washington, D.C., or they think they do, or the regime media, propagandists, what I call the Lügenpresse, over the past several years, decades, in fact. It's been Mr. and Mrs. America. You see why I call them on my show. Out there in radio land, they don't sit back and go, I've got 5 Harvard degrees. I've got 2 degrees from Princeton, and I'm working on my new online master's. I talk like this because I have a board up my ass, and I am a pompous ass at that. And I want my tea and my crumpets right now, British style. I will start talking like this to the masses beneath me, because I am educated and they are not, sir. That's how they think and talk. The person with real, raw intelligence, who has the guts, clarity of mind, reading comprehension skills, and the most important quality, critical thinking, which I love. I excelled in that. God, I was a contrarian at birth. Always thought differently. Not better, just differently. Came naturally to me. Questioning things and not being a jackass about it either, or a jackwagon. I know better. No, I just did not believe in my heart of heart, my mind of minds, half the BS I was told in the paper or in the news, or even I challenged things in textbooks or teachers in a nice way, in a professional way. Wasn't belligerent. But I quietly, as I was coming up, so I'm not too sure about that, or I'm not sure about this. And that's the mark of a real, it's not that you question everything. Some things are spot on. And I go, yeah. But you got to have that flexibility. Is your mind elastic? Or are you rigid? You won't take it any, I love new information. I might discount it. But I will at least give it a minute or two of thought as I process. The skeptics among us who assess every deep state engineered event designed to create outrage, fear, and anger in obedience with the necessary suspicion and doubt are conscious of how the real world operates and are taking precautions to navigate through the coming storms that are coming. I know you don't want to believe they're coming. I would love to live in that land. I totally get it. Ignorance is bliss, but they're coming. I've always felt it, and we're getting closer, closer. There's a lot of weird narratives out there about Ukraine war, Gaza genocide, our so-called secure borders. My favorite one of all is the government slogan, safe and effective vaccines. Really? Safe and effective government vaccines. That's almost as bad as the slogan Reagan said, we're from the government and we're here to help. How about this one? I'll throw on you. Safe and secure elections. Another stupid phrase. Doesn't mean a damn thing. And I love it. I call it the, well, I'm going to write a book, another one. I've got many in my mind, and I've already started them, but I'm going to call one, and I'll tell you it right now. It's going to be called The Armed Insurrection Where No One Came Armed, or Nobody Was Armed. The Armed Insurrection Where No One Was Armed. Media loves Russiagate. They'll say, like tonight, Biden said, inflation's been declining. Oh, yeah? So why does a Big Mac meal now cost $18.52 when it used to cost $5-6? We're talking about, in some cases for food, 200% inflation. It's doubled. In some cases, tripled. Definitely over 100% in most locales. Now I hear people complaining about food prices like a third world country. See, America used to be built on cheap food. Cheap and plentiful, good food for all is what we want for all. Absolutely. We want everyone to be fed with good quality food at affordable prices. But in a third world country, only the uber rich eat well, and the peasants, the masses, as in America now, have terrible nutrition. They cannot afford food, basic steak. We're not talking T-bone steaks there. We're not talking lobster bisque. We're talking basic staples. vegetables, the four food groups, milk, eggs, bread, not fancy bread or fancy milk either. Just basic, basic staples. And then this other one I love that the media, I wrote down a whole bunch of these. Here's a good one. The strong and growing economy. Is Biden's economy strong or growing? I mean, I catch these things. To me, they're so obvious. The media is such filthy liars. They're all a bunch of Marxists. And they love Nikki Haley. She had a ridiculous, pathetic campaign for the Republicrat nomination. And they bash both parties because I'm a nationalist. I'm a rhino in the sense of I used to be a Republican, but now I've moved to the right, and they moved to the left. If you haven't noticed, Trump has trounced, you know, a lot of the warmongering rhinos who want to make money off the war, as I've always told you. They want to profit. They want your blood and treasure. They literally want your son and daughter's blood and your tax money to cover it all up. Yeah. The deep state only wants Nimarata as the only option left. That's what the deep state wants, and their deep-pocketed billionaire donors. Did you know, in our Did You Know segment, that the Koch brothers backed Nikki Haley? I told you. Billionaires and Wall Street people were behind her, not to benefit you or me. How silly of us to think that Nikki's going to make your life better. No, it's to benefit her, pad her pockets. Then they own her whore butt, that political whore, and then they will tell her what to do when the big bills come up. How you're going to vote, Nikki? Sign here. If you don't, we'll JFK your ass. And don't think we won't do it to a woman. Don't you dare think that. We don't want anything bad to happen to Nikki Haley. This is political theater of the mind. Political information war. We are at war. It's not a hot kinetic war. It's an information propaganda war. Always said that. It's going to be in this way, in this vein for a while. I kept telling you guys, there isn't going to be any mustering. No one's going to say, meet at this designated place and bring your muskets. Are we going to grab that federal building over there? No, 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 no. We don't advocate that on my show. It's never going to happen. We don't even want it to happen. It doesn't even need to happen. I told you before, patience. Things happen naturally in politics. But you got to wait. You got to wait. And that's the tough part. A lot of you guys want to make things happen now. Well, I'm young and buff. Now's the time, Vaughn. Careful what you wish for. My best advice. Be real careful what you wish for. We've got an old senile, stippling, well, child-stipping coot up there as president, who was nothing more than a laughingstock on the national scene. Remember when Biden was Obama's VP? He was the laughingstock of the world. He, I hate to say it, he was the token establishment white guy, making white guys look bad, making a living as the big guy in his crackhead son's worldwide shakedown operations in Ukraine, in China, and wherever else Little Hunter could make a buck and kick 10% up to, you guessed it, the big guy. In case you forgot, America, which I haven't, Biden wasn't even an afterthought in the 2020 Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary. He did not come in number one. Go back and check. I did. Bernie to Commie and Mayor Buttigieg crushed Joe Biden in those two elections. He was even losing to Liz Warren, also known as Pocahontas. So how did Biden, who lost Iowa, lost New Hampshire, become the president? Oh, the light bulb goes off in your mind, America. That is a $64,000 question, and that's because the deep state made sure he won the rest, magically, of course. Because remember, Biden did not campaign. He stayed in his basement. And how could a man who stayed in his basement win the presidency, you ask? Well, that's another rabbit hole for another show. We're running out of time on this show. A lot of things that are happening. We're going to see amazing, amazing things. We already have, and we're going to see more of it. You just watch. In our lifetime, we are living in the most, how should I put this, in the most interesting, yes, of times, the most intrepid times, the most dangerous times, the most exciting of times, the most treacherous of times. I asked you before, is Donald Trump controlled opposition in the Republican Party? Think about it. A lot of people are beginning to think he is. My judge and jury are still out. I'm watching his every move. Is he controlled opposition? Well, time will tell. Time will tell. Well, we know what Trump is. We know what Biden is. They're not the answer to America. Trump, as I told you before, should be elected because the country needs four more years to get ready. And Trump will stabilize things at the very least for Americans to work. You need time to get the paychecks. Prep and get ready. Prep and get ready. On multiple fronts. We hope the killer ads prevail, that nothing happens bad, but history proves otherwise. Always does. And with that, let's get to our Irish Pirate and Tech Wizard tonight. We welcome you to the show, sir. How are you doing? Long time no
here. Doing pretty well tonight. I happen to be down at the digs of Big Deal Kelly, where she's got a couple of new members of the family are out running around back here. They are German Shepherd and Malinois mixed sisters.
Oh, great and, dogs. Great dogs.
They are very, very honest. They don't pull any punches. They appreciate the appreciation, but they also don't mind being with each other, and they take everything in stride. Mm-hmm. I do like that about them.
Nice. Very cool.
And as they grow, I think one of them is a lot more aggressive and the other one's a little bit more, shall we say, sneaky and likes to fight from the bottom. And I do like that.
Yeah.
We were listening earlier. I found a rather old video put out a long time ago by Dane Wigington, the guy on Geoengineering Watch. He actually found the guy who was working for NASA at the time. Even gave him a first name, but not a last name, so I'll just leave him clandestine for the moment. And he was explaining exactly what he expected to find when he whipped out a spectrometer and started taking readings from our skies. Because nobody wants to believe, for example, can we prove that there's an ozone layer dilapidation going on? Can we prove that our atmosphere is in trouble? And he did so a long, long time ago. A long time ago. And So the neat thing is, Dane Wigington's trying to break this to you gently. Well, on this show, I'm not going to break this to you gently. I'm going to tell you that you've let a whole lot of people do a whole lot of things very evil and blamed the weather on God being mad with somebody or, saying that this is just the fate of the, you know, stupid things. Like I hear people even saying it's magnetic reversals, which have never happened in this world ever and never will, which I'd love to get into one day if somebody wants to debate. But the important thing is that I now realize I don't have the education for it, but I can tell you he said, this guy, that he called it 270 nanometers is a very special frequency not to let into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was terrible as we get closer and closer to X-rays. I thought that would be pretty bad. what they're trying to tell you is that UVA is 90% of what gets in. That might have been true 30 years ago. I mean, anybody who tells you that now is lying straight up and hasn't done any testing. Now it's getting so bad, I don't know if it's capable of being – I don't know if it could fix itself. If we just – if we went out there and we grabbed everybody, all the evil scientists that are putting up all the biolabs and do all the geoengineering, if we grabbed all those guys and threw them in a pit, the problem we have now is the world would still not have enough time to fix itself. We're off the cliff already. We're going to have to live with what's left.
Yeah.
We're going to have to live with what's left.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Good point, sir.
Well, part of what you're going to need then is not just somebody knows how to fix something or make a gun or, you know, these types of things. And we also need people to understand natural law. Unfortunately, we're going to need that too. I'm working on that. But more importantly, now we're going to need somebody who understands science itself enough that we can teach others how to survive in the areas on how they're going to change due to how we've changed the world. And I don't mean what they call climate change. I mean, we're talking about climate collapse due to the fact that they've been abusing it for over 75 years, really. And I don't know when or where that pushed it over the edge. For example, if I were to ask you, how long has it been since cars have been ruining the planet? And the answer is, number one, you need enough of them, but you'd need enough of them to be inefficient with gasoline to put a lot of junk out. And the United States has the cleanest cars in the world. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's true, I think. And so why would America have a problem? And the only answer there is, it's the way we burn the fossil fuels. It's not how much of them, although that's a big problem. But we do have the technology. And we do have people that have, more importantly, I brought up on the show, invented technology that would make it even cleaner and the cars even more efficient. Like, for example, the guy from Hardin, Montana, invented a 72-mile-a-gallon diesel rig. Okay? He didn't last long, right? He was, since he didn't do what they asked him to with the patent, they killed him. Okay? And you're thinking, oh, we're going to be able to round all these people up. We're going to be able to do things like, you know, get George Soros or something. You're not going to be able to get him before he kills himself. He's going to be like the all the other Bond villains. So the problem we have is
– Love it.
The problem we have is we don't just now have to identify what's wrong. You know, just getting rid of the problem now will not be enough. It just will not. We're going to actually have to learn how to either, number one – live with what we allowed them to create, which is going to be pretty bad in and of itself. That's going to be World War III. That's going to be a lot of things in and of itself if somebody doesn't do something really stupid in the process. And then number two, we need to be able to live in areas that have completely and totally changed what their climate used to be. Even if you had access to the history, you know, we know what Salina, Kansas used to be like. Well, if you lose 90% of your ozone layer, what will it be like? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have to live with what the changes are. Even though Salina, Kansas will probably not go to the bad guys, but can we live there? Yeah. Will we be able to use it? Will we be able to trust the people that live there? These are the types of questions that I worry about. And I want to be able to create that kind of a society. And shows like this one and other groups of people that I've been trying to deal with, even, you know, me trying to teach children. I mean, the whole idea is to build a world I can live in. I don't think I have a choice anymore. I think I have to try. And for that, I've got to say, I'm trying my best. And the reason I can enjoy talking the black pill stuff, like I do, is because at the end of the day, I don't know if it's going to happen during my lifetime that we're just not going to make it. Jesus might have to come or something, you know, truly amazing might have to happen. But I don't want it to be on my watch that they can say, you're the reason we lost. I want to be able to say I was part of the solution and not part of the problem, not just on the very last minute or the very last day, several years going into our great attempt to solve the problem, because we saw the problems coming. Those of us who are independent enough and cared enough, the question is, what can we do about it? And we're asking some of the weirdest questions now because we want to know. And one of those questions I was just asking today, what really does happen in the skies? I mean, now I'm learning something I can't even answer. I have no idea. And we're talking about 270 nanometers, which they said is such a terrible thing. That's about 1 trillion hertz, okay, roughly.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that does. I'm an expert on low frequencies. That's what I did for the military. That's the stuff that I've invested in since I got out. So I really don't honestly know. I know the low frequencies heal, but frequencies at certain high frequencies do harm. But they also can heal. I'm just not an expert on it. But I now know, for example, we're in Phoenix, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. On the world on average right now, the good prediction is about 77% ozone depletion. Here in Phoenix, it's more like 80. It's really bad. We've got a lot of stuff going on around here. And I would love to fix it. But to be honest, most of the people that are now doing the bad things, number one, it's being done automatically, right? There's no pilot out there flipping a switch for you, trying to kill you. There's nobody doing that. They're told that the flight that they're taking is benevolent. Right? I'm going to take a plane in the air. It's got cargo. It's got other things, but they're also going to flip a switch with like a computer or something and flip it on. And you can see the so-called chemtrails, contrails, whatever you want to call them. They don't call it that. So I don't want to use that language. They call it, you know, climate engineering, strategic aerosol injection. They got all these other names for it. Those names are the ones that I'm calling out. I'm not saying I hate chemtrails. I'm saying I hate what you do to the skies. And I call them chemtrails because it's a bad word. That's what they look like to me. But I'm not here to influence my own personality. I'm here to call them out on what they're doing, why they're doing it. They are the bad people. They're the bad, bad, bad people that need to be either changed. And I don't know if we can get them to go into prison. The other solution I've offered to you, Von Wiehut, on the show – let's say we actually get some of these politicians to agree that they've been on the take for decades. You know, four and 7 years ago, that might have been when Biden was taking his first illegal paycheck. But I think the time has come to offer them, why don't you take the money you've stashed and just get the heck out of this country while you can? We promise not to cross foreign borders just to come after you and kick your butt. Go ruin somebody else's country. You're running out of time to save yourself out of this one. You're going to create a problem that even you can't solve. So why don't you just leave now and let us handle what's left? Because we're better equipped to do it than you are or anybody that deals with you. You all should just go. And we're now learning, for example, what's going on with migration, right? The border on Texas where they put up the wires and all sorts of things supposedly to try and slow things down is only about 200 yards long. In other words, the term for that, it's a security drama, right? They're making
a show. It's what I said. It's all a show. It's all make-believe. Yeah. It's a movie. And I tell people, are you enjoying the show? It's not real. There is no border security in Texas at all.
Yeah, if you think these guys are doing something benevolent, I would ask, how far outside of Eagle Pass do you have to go to where you could just cross the river by yourself? No police.
That's right. That's right.
And the answer is 300 yards, okay?
Yep.
It's stupid. Three football fields, and all of this is outside the cameras that everybody else has brought to the border. Sorry about that. but you're not doing anything to stop what's happening.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's right. Very true.
Well, and if that, as an analogy, can be said for just about everything else that's wrong with it. You want to fix the election? I mean, right now we've only done about 300 yards of that, too, right? If you go far enough into how the elections are going to go down, you could get the most benevolent, most honest, most capable individual that honestly cares, that would be a populist and or a constitutionalist, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to happen with this election system. I don't care how honest the people are that run it, right? The way it is right now, it can be rigged, I don't know, by a decent 12-year-old, I think. I mean, seriously, there's no way I would want to be put in charge of trying to defend this election. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could hire enough people to do it, and I don't know if I could afford enough technology to do it. I know Mike Lindell thinks he has. Good luck to him. I support him. You know, I mean, I like his nickname. Don't let America go to hell, Lindell. But how is he supposed to do that when, quite frankly, the system itself may be too corrupt for, even for him? That's why I like Donald Trump's latest thing, hashtag too big to rig. Just make it so obvious how big a landslide it's going to be that even the average person thinks it's rigged, and I think you got a better chance of getting a recovery. In other words, I hope right now it is Trump versus Biden. I don't want anybody else, any other scapegoats coming in. And as a final thing, I guess, because we're going to run out of time for sure, I highly recommend listening to Roger Stone's explanation of how he thinks Big Mike is going to be the actual Democratic nominee, despite the fact that Big Mike is not lying to you when they say, when he or she or it, whatever you want to call it, says, I'm not running for president. The answer is, I don't think that is going to happen. I don't think you're going to see Big Mike turn around and saying, I don't either.
I don't believe in the Michelle Obama or the Michael Obama theory that he's going to, transplant Biden. I do not believe that.
But here's what could happen. They figure out that Biden won't make it, and then they quickly have to come up with another candidate. That would be someone that if they do some sort of an emergency, right? I mean, it's a Democratic Party. They're allowed to do whatever it is they do. I don't know what the rules are for that. Thank God I don't. But they could turn around and nominate somebody else, whether they wanted to run for president or not. They could.
True.
And that's
they
where,
could draft them.
And that's where Roger
they
Stone
could draft
is coming
them.
From.
Yeah,
yeah,
they could.
Roger Stone's coming from saying, watch it happen that Big Mike end up being on the ticket, even though it's going to be kicking and screaming. I mean, that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
Theoretically, that's possible. I think the more likely scenario is that Gavin Newsom of California would be the nominee in that scenario. Because Gavin wants he's ready to go. He's ready to go. Why go through all that drama of Michael when they can just pick Gavin, who wants to do the job? He's ready to campaign. He's the perfect age, perfect Democrat resume. My God, a guy from the Bay Area, governor of California, handsome guy. Women are going to get him. They're going to get the female vote. That to me is their ace up their sleeve is Gavin Newsom. Keep your eye on him too.
Okay. I want to ask
Big
you
Mike
this,
to me is the big distraction. He's the big ruse.
I want to ask you this then. If you're going to put Newsom in, or anyone else for that matter, obviously, I don't know when the best time is. The left wing has a problem. If you introduce them now, they're going to be blamed for a lot of things between now and election 2024. So that's going to be kind of tough. On the other hand, you can't wait until the election and keep Biden in long enough where people might actually think they have to vote for him. Because there's a lot of people that won't. And so I guess my question to you is, okay, I'm a left-wing radical. I want Newsom. I got some sort of clout. How do I get him into the race? Because you can't do it the normal way. You can't just nominate him. That's going to cause trouble. He'll become a scapegoat. But you can't wait until the last minute and say, oh, it's not Biden, it's Newsom. You'll love him.
Well, the
That's
party elders will gently nudge Biden out. Or I wouldn't – look, I wouldn't put it past them. Deep state could you know, they could take out Biden and move in Gavin. I mean, these people are powerful.
Okay.
They have no
Let's
scruples. They are demonic. They will do – and, again, we're not advocating that. We want Biden to be super healthy. I have to say that for lots of reasons, but I don't put anything past the deep state. No.
No. Well, and like I said a moment ago, I mean, yeah, Biden's going to be more and more of trouble, but, yeah, gently nudging him out of there. I mean, how many more months do we have until the election? I don't know how gently
they got
you can nudge.
They've got all the time to really July. They've got the rest of March, April, May, June. So they have 3 or 4 months here to play play this game. They got some time. I mean, not a lot of
that'll
time, but they got some time to maneuver.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that'll
I totally
be interesting
agree.
Because you and I know that that's what they're going to have to do, right? I mean, if that's what's in the playbook, wouldn't it be really neat to know what the offensive playbook is? You know, when you're on defense going like, okay, they're going to have to bring the tight end across the middle. I know what I want to do to him, right? I mean, it should be that simple where we could come up with, you know, if we know what they have to do, we should be able to stop it or at least make them think they won and be able to flip it. Yeah, we've done that a number of times now. That was one of the things we thought we had in the last election, right? We actually knew some of the people that had rigged it. We actually knew where some of the illegal activities that came over the internet came from. There were airplanes that were being monitored by patriots. In fact, one of them flew over Guantanamo Bay, where I thought that they were interrogating a certain subject, right? None of that came to fruition. Yeah,
I
and
know.
That really disappointed
me.
Disappointed me. There were a lot of
shenanigans
going
on. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors right now. It's hard to find. Well, the truth is elusive. A lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of just blank, you know, just it's just flat out propaganda for the Democrat machine.
Well,
and the media machine, and they want to snow you. They don't want to tell you anything.
Right. Well, and what they've done a great job of is every time we have a grassroots movement of any kind, they turn around and find our parade and put something disgusting in front of it saying, this is our parade. They did that with the Tea
That's
Party.
That's right.
Right? They did.
That's right. They hijacked
that
it.
You and I would consider to be grassroots, they find a way to say, oh, that's where we were all along. It's like, no, you weren't.
That's right. They take it over. They take it over. They do.
Well, so the best thing in the world
Irish,
is
Irish, great talking to you, man.
Absolutely.
I know. Great, great call, man. We will continue this conversation, as you know. And have a wonderful night, man, out there in Radio Land. Thanks for calling the show and being our tech wizard. We appreciate you.
Yeah, me and the dogs will be just fine. Wink, wink.
Yes, you will. Have a great night, Irish. Take care, man. We'll talk soon. Thanks, sir. That's our illustrious tech wizard. There, as we close out another broadcast day here. Well, let me tell you this, America. Let's go over the last few minutes here of the state of the union of America and the world, for that matter. Unlike Russia, America isn't very serious about defending itself or its borders. It's very obvious. Russia is not bluffing. And they hold a very strong hand to Europe and the threats that are going against them on a daily basis. Russia is very serious in defending their nation. Never have there been so many fools right now worldwide in positions of power. And Russia is not intimidated by America or NATO. And the more this goes on, more and more of it, you watch Ukraine and elsewhere, I think Russia's on the right side. Napoleon Bonaparte, Macron, as I told you in the monologue, told Europeans that they should be ready to march into Ukraine and then to Moscow, Russia. Total military insanity. Well done if you want to suicide your nation. But these people are insane who are running many of these countries. At least Napoleon had a real army. Macron has nothing. Well, we welcome you every week to our very powerful radio show. We're so glad you're here. Another great event every Thursday night. The national debt is of big importance. Did you know that every 100 days now going forward that America will add $100 trillion? Or, I'm sorry, $1 trillion to the national debt. Every 100 days, another trillion of interest goes on the national debt. Amazing. Hang on to your hats. Watch the markets. Prepare like you never prepared before. Signing off from our Valhalla studios here in the mountains of Arizona. I am your Generation X host, and I appreciate you all for being here tonight. Have a great night. We'll talk soon. Next week, I guarantee it. Take care, America, and God bless.
Take a drink from my magic. My soul, I feel fine.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.